As you heard a few minutes ago, a few days earlier back in Mexico City, we got a quick briefing from the Committee to Protect Journalists' Michael Connor. After Marianne left to catch her flight to Juarez, I asked him about Veracruz.
If you're a journalist in Veracruz, and you're approached by a criminal and told, you have to work for me, the last thing you think of doing is going to the police department, because you know the police department works for the criminals. And you're not going to go to the district attorney because the district attorney works for the criminals.
You covered the Balkans.
For years. I liked that story.
Not safe.
But that was combat. Or that was Sarajevo, where there was, you know, a lot of lead in the air and a lot of people were getting killed. This is different. You know, if you get killed in Veracruz, you'll be killed because you're a journalist. They'll go looking for you because of who you are.
On the day I flew into the state of Veracruz, another reporter was murdered. Victor Manuel Baez Chino worked the crime beat for the Daily Milenio in the state capital, Jalapa. A message from the CETAs found near his body read, "This is what happens to those who betray us and try to be clever." Veracruz is now the most dangerous place in Mexico to do journalism. 9 killed in 12 months, many by the CETAs, deemed the most sadistic of the cartels. Roughly 60 miles from Jalapa sits the port of Veracruz, with a lovely central square lined with cafes and a band that gamely plays to mostly empty chairs. A few blocks away, the Parroquia, a cavernous coffee house where journalists cluster with their cameras, rising wearily to photograph a steady stream of candidates in these final days of a contentious election season. A woman in a white coat wanders through with a blood pressure cuff. It's a great location to sell a stress test. Reporters are prime targets. A recent kill list of journalists was rumored to have come not from the cartels, but from the prosecutor's office. Rumors are rampant. The only certainty is that reporters can expect no protection. This 23-year-old newspaper reporter who writes lifestyle pieces is terrified.
Pues principalmente porque...
Mainly because I don't know who can be listening to me, who can be watching me. It feels like every journalist is walking around with a target in his back. It makes me angry that, for instance, the state refused protection to some of my colleagues because they allegedly were implicated with the cartels or something like that.
Que no los van a proteger, ¿no? Porque tienen nexos o algo así. Y se me hace una tontería porque no saben.
That is nonsense. They don't know the circumstances in which these deals or agreements take place. Some colleagues have to do it, because if they don't do them, what will they do? Will they leave town? Where will they go?
Elia Baltazar is co-founder of Journalists on Foot, a woman-centered nonprofit that provides support and training to journalists.
Imagínate en cualquier otro lugar del mundo y muchos periodistas.
Try to think in another country where you would have the same amount of journalists murdered in such a short period of time. I mean, our colleagues who were murdered in Veracruz 3 weeks ago. These three people, they peeled their faces off. What kind of democratic country is that?
Tenemos que preocuparnos por el silencio.
The country is being silenced.
Tamaulipas
is in silence.
Veracruz está siendo silenciado.
Veracruz is in the process of being silenced.
Michoacán, Guerrero. The silence is spreading.
But Veracruz is not entirely mum. There's a new paper in town.
Como Luz María Rivera.
My name is Luz María Rivera. I am the correspondent of La Jornada Mexico Daily in Veracruz. I am also the director of a new weekly that has recently been created, the Mercury of Veracruz.
The new newspaper in Veracruz. Are you crazy?
Yes. Are you crazy? I'm crazy.
The front page of your first issue has two articles devoted to violence against journalists. It doesn't seem as if you're shying away from covering the violence in Veracruz.
Es una contradicción, o sea, yo digo
it is a contradiction. Sometimes I say I want to. I don't know how to call it.
Mantenerme al margen nunca.
I will not keep a distance.
Esto no puede
Otherwise,
ser.
I would have already left.
Porque si no me hubiera ido. Cuando mataron a Regina,
when they killed Regina,
yo creo que
we all got very scared,
miedo, sobre todo las
especially
mujeres.
The women.
Las mujeres en estas circunstancias,
women journalists share a similar life.
La mayoría sola, sin hijos,
we are alone, no children. Our families live nearby, but when you get home,
nosotras llegamos a casa,
we are alone.
Es una circunstancia muy especial.
It is a very peculiar situation,
entonces, para eso no hay un
and
manual.
There is no manual for it.
This is a beautiful place where, by all accounts, the institutions are entirely inoperative. If you get the story out, it's likely to make no difference. Do you feel like you're just putting a message in a bottle and throwing it out into the bay?
Sí, por supuesto.
Of course.
Claro.
Clearly.
Yo creo que ese es el ejercicio.
That's the everyday effort of journalism here.
Periodismo aquí, con la ventaja de que nosotros tenemos.
With the advantage that we have the sea.
Tendrán ellos que irse al
Our colleagues in the north don't have it.
Compañeros en el
they will have to go to the desert.
Por supuesto que
of course,
botellas al mar
it is throwing messages in bottles into the sea and thinking that maybe nobody is picking them up. But one day, someone will find them.
Eso sí.
We step out onto her tiny balcony and face the sea.
I feel too much love. I love Veracruz. I love my people, my country, my state, and this city is beautiful.
Luz bravely blows a kiss to the port she seems literally willing to die for.
Soy loca. Soy loca por ti. Soy loca. Soy loca por ti.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.